This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Mihoko Matsubara, Chief Cybersecurity Strategist at NTT, to talk about the NTT vision and strategy on cybersecurity.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this opportunity. My name is Mihoko Matsubara. I'm from Japan, and I'm a Chief Cybersecurity Strategist at NTT Corporation based in Tokyo, and I'm responsible for cybersecurity thought leadership.
You presented the NTT cybersecurity strategy and vision today at ISW in Frankfurt. Can you give us a quick insight into what it contains?
We have four pillars of cybersecurity strategy for the NTT group in the world. Leverage our scale and scope as a tier one telecommunication company in the world. And we excel in early detection and response. And the third pillar is people with a shared value. And the thought leadership and the collaboration, which I focus on for our daily job.
Can you tell us a little about NTT?
We started out as a telecom company based in Japan, but we have grown out of telecommunication. So we cover cybersecurity, system integration, data centers, finance, advertisement, and urban development. So we cover everything, and we have over 280,000 employees around the world. So we operate in over 150 countries. So we are really diversified, but when we shared our shared value among ourselves to work for customers and to deliver cybersecurity embedded in our ICT services, but we also have to have good cybersecurity for ourselves.
With all those moving parts, that number of people and that cultural challenge, how difficult is it to build a strategy around those cultures?
Currently, we have over 960 operation companies under the umbrella of NTT. It makes us unique, but also gives us unique challenges because each operation company has different sites and different number of people, and we also have a different level of appetite for cybersecurity. We also need to ensure that we have a basic cybersecurity. So that's why under the leadership of our global CISO, Shinichi Yokohama, you are developing minimum standard for cybersecurity so that each operation company from small and big can fulfill our cybersecurity standards.
Employee training is something a lot of organizations struggle with. How are you delivering it and keeping that relevant?
4 years ago, our CEO started to create a basic cybersecurity training. After the declaration of our CEO, NTT Holdings developed cybersecurity training class online with a local university in Japan. It's called Gakko. Gakko means school in Japanese. It's a basic understanding of cybersecurity from encryptions and how to prepare for spear phishing emails. You can take it whenever you have the time or the spare time because you can check it on your laptop or mobile phone. We also have intermediate level of cybersecurity training with Capture the Flag. We also have advanced cybersecurity professionals who can give a talk or who can publish articles on peer-reviewed journals. It's also a challenge for us to make our cybersecurity training and education relevant to our employees. So that's why NTT Holdings share a report with people who completed that online course to share what kind of cyber threats are out there and what kind of cybersecurity mindset we need to have to tackle with those challenges.
This morning, you talked about the need to engage more with customers to help them with their cybersecurity strategy. Can you explain a little more?
NTT Security has a SOC service, managed security services. They have a monthly meeting with customers. So, of course, depending on what kind of services the customers use to choose from NTT Security, we have a good visibility for customers or another limited visibilities. We have to make sure that we have a face-to-face meetings to maintain our trust and confidence between us so that we can have a frank conversation. Without visibility, you cannot manage your risk. So that's why the foundation is not just cybersecurity services, but also to have a frank conversations to tackle with those risks.
How hard has it been to build trust? Because we're in an industry where everybody says trust us, but we still see failure.
Because the sophistication level and the number of cyber attacks are increasing, I can totally understand that our customers are really concerned about raising cyber risks. So that's why NTT Group is pursuing thought leadership. It's not about just the sales. We have to share what we see in the threat environment and also what we see from different parts of the world. As a global company, we are privileged to be able to talk to different people, different leaders in the government and the industry. We are here to help customers to share our knowledge and insights.
How has NTT built cybersecurity into the company?
It's really fortunate that NTT Group had business executives who are really committed and really understanding about how important cybersecurity is. It also is reflected by the declaration by our global CEO to say that we need to cultivate 10,000 cybersecurity professionals within 4 years. And we achieved it within the deadline. We achieved 3 times more than that.
How have you engaged with the C-suite?
Our global CISO, Shinji Yokohama, is invited to talk to our executive committee to brief on what kind of cybersecurity strategy and vision we have, and also what kind of cybersecurity risks we have. The executive committee are not necessarily cybersecurity or IT savvy people. We really need to break down what kind of challenges and also opportunities we have. That's why our risk-based management approach is helpful by using images and numbers to create stories.
40% of the world's traffic runs through your network, giving you an interesting view of attacks. But more importantly, it gives you a view of diversity of attacks. How do you use that to create your own approaches to cybersecurity?
NTT is really privileged that we are the only global telecom company which is number 3 in every region, EMEA, Asia, and also in Americas. So that's why we have a really good visibility. As a telecom company, we also are responsible to tackle with botnets, which is the major source of spam emails. I'm sure that you are inundated by spam emails every single day. And we also face DDoS attacks coming out of botnets. That's why we use our data and visibilities. For example, we created Piper machine learning capability to map botnets in network so that we can make sure to mitigate the risks of DDoS attacks and also spam emails associated with botnets. Without visibility, it's impossible to mitigate risks. As a global company, we are responsible to provide cybersecurity-driven ICT services for customers. The visibility driven by the 40% of global network and coming through our backbone is the foundation and enabler and driver for our motivation and also the foundation of our cybersecurity services for customers.
Processes are just as important as education. Are customers aligning their business processes with the security strategy, especially for those customers operating in different cultures?
It's crucial to have a closed-door conversation with our customers and also potential customers. So, for example, in Japan, we started to see more and more closed-door seminars with business executives on cybersecurity. We go there and we talk about what kind of cybersecurity risks we see and what kind of cybersecurity best practices are working out in the different countries. Because as a global company, we have insights in different countries. To do that, then it is an aha moment for Japanese business executives. Okay, so this is how they solve this challenge, which is similar to our own problem. So that's how we help and we nudge business executives to understand how to tackle and how to solve their challenges. Lots of companies have global presence, or at least a regional presence these days. So you have to have a minimum standard to cover governance for cybersecurity. We also have to take care of different components of culture in each market or each country. If you are not understanding the cultural differences, that cybersecurity strategy will not work. That's why we need to have a face-to-face gathering from time to time to understand, is this strategy or policy is really working, and is this process is working? We need to tailor it, otherwise it doesn't work. People, process, technology, they really have to come together, the big puzzle, to make sure that people really follow that rule.
We hear a lot about botnets and the use of artificial intelligence inside cybersecurity. How important is machine learning to help identify certain attacks?
Cyber attackers are using machine learning and AI capabilities to make their attacks efficient and effective. If they do that, and good people also needs to have machine learning and AI capabilities to be able to detect and respond to cyber attacks as much as we can. So that's why we applied machine learning capabilities to Piper to spot and map our botnet risks in network so that we can alarm our customers to defend themselves better.
Are you finding that the attacks you're seeing are forcing you to invest more and more in artificial intelligence and machine learning?
Machine learning and artificial intelligence are two components of cybersecurity defending capabilities. As a tech company and a global telecom company, we need to invest in good technologies to make us more efficient and effective for customers. But we also keep looking at other good technologies to make us better and also better for customers.
One of the big projects you mentioned this morning is with the city of Las Vegas and the state of Nevada. Can you give us some insight into the strategy for building the cybersecurity for Smart City, especially when it comes to protecting personal data and privacy?
NTT is a global company based in Japan. We have a different culture and really diversified culture, fortunately, within ourselves. We are lucky enough to be able to start proof of concept project of Smart City in Las Vegas. It only happened because we are able to build trust and confidence with the city of Las Vegas and also the state of Nevada. We had a good discussions and dialogues on how to pursue smart city project to covering a diversified and dynamic city with lots of different people coming out and coming in from different parts of the world. That's why we are able to start a smart city project with Las Vegas, and we are really fortunate to have that new relationship with them. To work on a smart city project like Las Vegas, we have to have both cybersecurity and privacy, because otherwise we cannot take advantage of big data coming out of the smart city. That's why NTT Group and one of the laboratories, they developed a Sanshi. It's a secured computing system so that we can take advantage of big data coming from different sensors, but we can keep that data encrypted so it's confidential. So that's why NTT and Dimension Data was able to start a new POC project using Sanshi in Australia and to research about injuries from residential fires. So they had to work with hospitals, ambulance services, and different parts of the government. But they felt so comfortable because they knew that Sanshi was able to provide confidentiality and privacy for their personal data.
I had the opportunity to look at that part of the POC and to look at Sanshi prior to this conversation. Sanshi seems to offer solutions to some complex problems. How are you taking that into a commercial world?
We are now talking to different people to share Sanshi and secure the computing system, but we are also sharing our laboratory's work on a research and development project to offer to the world how we can be better secure on different parts of the world.
We often talk about strategies as being a long-term, set-in-stone plan. But you've talked about the need for flexibility. Do customers understand this?
We need to be really flexible about cybersecurity because the cyber attackers are really flexible and agile. That's why the face-to-face conversation and regular conversation in a closed-door and secured environment is really crucial for us to have with customers. That's why we can understand the customers' challenges, and the customers can also understand our capabilities so that we can have a best solution combined tailored for customers.
Mihoko, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.